ICQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX, and my name is Patrick. My location is Penrose, and the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Third, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And I want to remind everyone that yesterday was 1 year since Helene hit. And just tell everyone to take a minute, remember the lost lives that were lost, and but to remember all the good that was done from this hobby and from the communities. Just take a moment to reflect on that and where you were at and how things could have been different. So with that, we have Echo Link station up, so we'll catch him in here in just a minute, Duncan, but we're going to recognize our pre-net check-ins. First, we'd like to recognize Mr. Richard, KC4PLT. He's down there in Pentagrass, Georgia. Then we've got Mr. John, KF4CKT, and he is in Honeypot. Then we'd like to welcome Patrick, KC4WGG, out of Rome, Georgia. Then we've got Mr. Gus, AA4GH, and he is in Newland, North Carolina. Then we've got Mr. Mail, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we've got Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home down in Piedmont. And then we've got Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Then we've got Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we've got Miss Christine, KQ4ZWS, and she's down there in Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome John, KN4RJN, and he is in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Cliff, KD4CTJ, and he is in Hendersonville. Then we've got Mr. Jonathan, KQ4TGH, and he is in Easley. And then last on this list is Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, and he makes his home in Easley. And with that, we're going to pause right here and allow our EchoLink stations chance to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. And reflecting on Helene, you did an excellent job. I'll never will forget your thoroughness, and I never will forget that time. But other than that, I am negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome our Monday night net controller. That's Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. And he makes his home up there in Asheville. And Duncan, good to hear you. And thanks for everything you did to help out during Helene, too. I know you were always there if I needed some information, so I do greatly appreciate that. That's what makes this work, is we can help one another. So I appreciate everything you did, and thanks for being there tonight. With that, we're going to move over to the RF section, and we will start with Alpha Thu Delta. Alpha Thu Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in wear shoals and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 CU and all on the net.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HKX. Again, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4, ACR, Terry and Moore, negative and negative. Good evening, Patrick.
04HKX. Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
HKX. Patrick and everybody, this is Kilo November 4, Umbrella Papa, India. Checking in for the first time.
Can I get a name and location to go with that, please, sir?
Patrick, the name is Jerry, and I am in Simpsonville.
Howdy. Take care of you, Jerry, here first, since you're new checking in. I got to fix your location, but we'll take care of that. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry. I'm assuming you're new to the area or just passing through one. KN4UPI, and he is down there in Simpsonville. And if you're here, welcome to the area. Either way, whether you're visiting or moving here, welcome. And then with that, we back up here and check the rest of this group in. First, there is Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. And he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and they make their home down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, he brings along his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, down there in Easley. And then we'd like to welcome our net control manager, W4DJW. He makes his home down there in Greer. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Terry, KR4ACR, and he's down there in Moore. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY, and they make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, you please go in there and tell Miss Joy that we said hello, and good to talk to y'all last night, and take care. I'll give you a call later this week sometime. But thanks for being there tonight, sir.
This is KK4DMW. My daughter's location for KM4MOQ is Ware Shoals.
I got that in here. I don't know why I said Easley. I got it wrote down here in the computer and fixed. Just slip of the tongue, I guess. But thanks for coming in here and correcting me. I do appreciate that. We do have another EchoLink station up, so we'll pause right here and give them an opportunity to check in. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. Maybe he's having some technical difficulties. We'll swing back by here in a few minutes and give him another opportunity. All right. With that, we will try again. Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight and glad that we're not finishing up another hurricane, and it looks like we're just going to get a little bit of rain. So, very thankful for that. Have a good evening, Patrick.
HKX. Please check in K4HNR, Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. This is Connor over in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for running the net tonight.
KO4HKX.
Good evening, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4, EEE, Greg, in Hendersonville. I am negative and negative tonight. Thank you very much for calling the net.
This is KO4 HKX in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry in KC4 EZN. He makes his home over there, up there in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. And yeah, I'm glad those storms are just going to give us a little bit of rain this time around. That's a blessing for sure. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Connor, K4HNR, and he makes his home down there in Greenville. And Connor is one of our net controllers, and he called last night. So, Connor, good to hear you, and I hope you and the family have a good week this week, you and Gabrielle. And when you hear or talk to Shane, give him a hard time. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KR4EEE, and he makes his home in Hendersonville. And Greg, good to hear you, and thanks for being there tonight. With that, we will try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4, JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net in 73.
HKX, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
Next. Anybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I have no traffic and one comment.
HKX. HKX.
This is KO4HKX. I can hear you, so go ahead.
There was something the matter, and I was just going to wait. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
This is KO4HKX in a Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome this fine group in here. And first there is Mr. Dennis, KG4JIA, and he is in Gaffney. And Dennis, good to hear you, and thanks for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO. He makes his home up there in Tuxedo. And James, thank you for being here tonight, and hope you have a good week this week teaching those kids and driving them big yellow buses. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KE6KEN, and he makes his home down there in Greenville. And Ken, let me recognize the rest of this group, and then I'll be back to you for your comments, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And they make their home down there in Greer. And Larry, good to hear you tonight. And I hope you and Miss Donna have a great week. And yeah, it seems like there's a little bit of interference from something on the repeater tonight. But we'll get through it. So, all right. KE6KEN, go ahead with your comment, please, sir.
KE6KEN. Patrick, you know, as the one-year mark has come up and we've all been reflecting on Helene, I've just got to tell you how much I still appreciate what you did and your team did. And as a newish ham, it really changed how I spent my last year in terms of my learning. So I've learned things like you know, how to set my station up quickly and mobily in different places. I've learned wind link, kinds of things that I wouldn't have done had I not heard you in real time on the 610 during that terrible time. So I just want to say, I know this makes you uncomfortable, but I just wanted to say thank you once again, and it really has affected how I think about radio.
Ken, yes, it does make me a little uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie about it. because I feel like it was just the right thing to do, and I'm kind of a behind-the-scenes person. But I was there, and somebody had to do it. So we got through it, and it was a great learning experience for me also. Trust me, I learned a lot from doing that. But appreciate the kind words tonight, and I will hold it up that way. There's other people we can move on through the net, but a little more about it.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we will try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima, and Stephen, I see you over there, just popped up on Echo Link.
4HKX. I'm 4HKX. Good evening, Patrick, and everyone on the net. Thanks for calling the net, as always, Patrick. Please check in and out. Kilo Uniform Niner Juliet, KU9J, Steve in Hendersonville. You make yourself a wonderful evening, sir.
This is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KU9J. He makes his home up there in, or over there in Hendersonville for me. And Steve, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for being there, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. He makes his home up in Fletcher. And Sid, thanks for being here tonight. I hope you and Miss Beverly have a good week. And for those of you that don't know, Sid calls the Sunday Night Net at 8 o'clock on the 146-640 machine. It does have a tone of 91.5, and that is a great place to come by and hang out with friendly hams and get your radio warmed up to come over here and check in. You'll find me over there also. I like checking in over there with Sid and that group of guys and that club. They do a lot of good up here in this area. Sid, thank you for this checking in tonight. With that, we're going to pause right here, and we're going to let our Echo Link station check in. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hey, Patrick, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. Negative and negative this evening.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. He makes his home down there in Greenwood. Stephen, good to hear you. I hope you and Miss Jennifer have an awesome week this week. And thanks for checking in tonight. All right, with that, we're going to move back over to our RF section, and we're going to move up to Mike DuPapa. Mike DuPapa, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt Western, Greenville County. Be native and native, 7-3 to you and all the net.
Righty, we'd like to welcome our Thursday Night Net controller. That's Mr. Matt, WG4MC. Makes his home down there in Greenville. And Matt, thanks for coming by tonight and checking in with me. And I hope you have a great week this week. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike DuPapa, Mike DuPapa, please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is Quebec du Tango. Quebec du Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Great. Hope you got that email on that weather station I sent you. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on that. No, I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4HKX. Hello, Patrick. Please check in on Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris. In Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
For HKX. Patrick, would you please check in Whiskey Boar?
Sierra Bravo X-ray. W4 SBX. Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, and I just wanted to say Semper Fi, Chris.
XKX. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Quebec, Yankee, India, KM4 QYI. My name is Milt. I'm in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
KO4 HKX, Center Blues, 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR. He makes his home down there in Greer. And Tom, please tell Miss Bernice at least I said hello. And I hope y'all have a great week. And I will have to check and see if I got that email. I do not know. I will let you know after the net. Then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG. He makes his home down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you. Hope you have an awesome week also. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Brad, W4SBX. And he is down there in Simpsonville. If I could talk. And good to hear you tonight, Brad. Thanks for checking in. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Milt, KM4QYI, and you're down there in Fountain Inn. Is that correct? Sir, I just wanted to double-check myself there. But appreciate you being here tonight, and hope you have a great week also. With that, we will try one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. It is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Here in Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
HKX. King Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Kilowatt Echo 4, Victor Golf, November. KE4ZGN. I'm Richard. I'm in Greenville. I have no traffic in the last day of the video.
Richard, can you give me your call sign one more time, please, sir? Can you come back to me with your call one more time? Can't hear me. We'll go ahead and recognize this group here. I'd like to recognize Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD, and they make their home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, good to hear you tonight. I hope you and Miss Angela have an awesome week. And we'd like to welcome Mr. Jose, KQ4YQI, and he is down there in Greer. And Jose, please pass along hellos to, like I said, I'm not going to try to get her name correct over the air. We'll practice it in person next time we see her first. But good to hear you tonight, and thanks for being there. And I hope y'all have an awesome week. With that, Richard, if you're there, I could not get your call sign, so if you could come back to me or somebody could relay that in to me.
November, Kilowatt Echo 4, Victor Gulf, November, I'll copy.
Time, Richard. We'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, KE4VGN, and he is down there in Greenville. In and out of the repeater just a little bit there, but I was able to pull it out that time. So thanks for coming back in here with me. Hopefully you're having a good week, and look forward to you checking in many times after this. With that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Oh. This is Jan from Traveler's Rest, K4UBD.
Miss Jan, that's a call sign I haven't heard in a while, but good to hear you. K4UBD, and she is down there in Traveler's Rest. And Jan, I hope you and your husband are having a good week and staying dry down that way. But good to hear you tonight, and thanks for coming by here and checking in with me. All right, with that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Alrighty, we're going to open it up to the big group now. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in and out. N2NVY, Jay and Lake Lure. Appreciate you calling that tonight. Good to hear you. And I hope you and the missus and the family have a good week. Again, thanks for calling that.
Oh, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4, BKI, Jack. Over here in Rock Hill, man. Y'all have a great one. I'll be in and out.
4HKX. Lit. KF4NXY, David. And my wife, Marie. AF4SX, Southern Greenville County, down here in Possum Kingdom. Usually check in and out, but I'm going to hang around for comments tonight.
This is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jay into NVY. He makes his home down there in Lake Lure. And Jay, I hope you and the missus and the family have a good week this week. And good to hear you tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jack, KJ4BKI, and he's down there in Rock Hill. Jack, good to hear you, and thanks for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX, and they are down there in southern Greenville County around Possum Kingdom. And David, I got you down for a comment, so I'll be back around to you shortly. Let me see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
31 on the net. Please check in and out KM4NAF. That's Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Foxtrot. The name is Brock, located here in Gaffney.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Brock, KM4NAF, and he is down there in Gaffney. And Brock, I missed if you were going to be around for comments. So could you come back and let me know, please, sir?
Out tonight, but 73 to you and everyone on the net.
And you have a good week, sir. Thanks for checking in with us. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Howdy. So with that, let's see if we got any more check-ins. One more time, right quick. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins, and all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And we have one on the stump tonight, and Ken, and I don't know if you want to hang around for comments, or KN4, let me find you here. There you are, KE6KEN, hi. Are you there for comment?
That's KE6KEN. I think it was, it was something that touched everybody and everybody's lives, and you know, just looking at it from a bit of a distance, we saw the full spectrum of humanity, right? Seems like we saw the best in people, and in a far less frequent number of situations, we saw the worst in people. But I'm interested, Patrick, in what were your big lessons learned, and what are your big takeaways after having been through such a traumatic and big experience?
My biggest thing is, this is what I tell everybody, is to get on the radio and be part of the community before the storm hits. Don't wait and then try to figure out how your radio works, how to identify call signs, how the protocol works. That's what I've been telling everybody, is these nets are here nightly to keep us in practice, and they're important. And with them, I learn your call sign, so when I'm doing net control, I recognize your voice. I know you check in frequently. I also learn your location, so if I've got some question down in that area, I can reach out to you. So that's why I say be part of the community. Don't wait until the situation and say, oh, now I'll use it. That was my biggest takeaway from it, is you got a lot of people that just sit out here and listen and never participate until time to do, until something happens. And it's because you need to be part of the community first.
I can't agree with that more. I think that was a big lesson for me as well. You know, before Helene, I had really never seen a net in full operation, you know, in the interest of humanity, right? It was just kind of a social activity. But I got it after that, you know, that we're all practicing for something else. Patrick, one thing that struck me was how adaptable you guys were. You know, you had to start passing welfare messages and keep track of whose message was going which way. How did you guys manage to do that so well?
Well, I will say by the grace of God first, but there was lots of stuff behind the scenes helping me to help y'all and everybody else in the area. Lots of written down notes, and we had columns for, like, if we had a just regular check-ins and stuff like that, that was there. And then I had a separate list of paper, wrote separate sheet of paper that was for welfare checks. And then we had one for locations of news and stuff like that to start with. And then as we progressed, we learned different things to help. And one of the things, being at the church, they have the ability to print signs and their own signs and stuff like that, and banners. They printed me a 5x10 map that I could put up, and we could put push pins in of locations and things that we needed to pay attention to. We had that going on, so that helped out a lot when we got that. That there, and I would, I knew there were people in different areas that were listening that weren't saying anything a whole lot, but they were there, and they told me, checked in earlier and said, I'll be in the background from the Aries group from Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson, Easley. They were all in the background taking turns listening, so I could call on any one of them I needed to do welfare checks or anything like that. Also, I could, you know, learning your management skills to pass things off to who to pass it off to, that's another thing about being part of the community. I know you already. I can trust you. We've built that trust. And so that helped out a whole lot.
Patrick, you know, we could only see bits of that from where we were listening in on the radio. Having the ability to work well with other people who are also under stress and all of that is a real skill, I think, and something that you do get better at the more you do it. But, you know, I can't imagine everybody being thrust into that situation the way you were. So is there anything, as you think back over it, you know, anything that, you know, you would advise other people? You gave us the best piece of advice, I think, but is there any other advice you would give to, let's say, new radio operators who are interested in making sure that they're ready for something like that?
Know your equipment and its capabilities and its pitfalls. Not all equipment is created equal. Know your antennas and have redundancy built in there. Don't count on one thing. I don't know how many people knew. I posted a picture of my workstation on my Facebook page. It's actually my picture of who I am from that Helene. And there was two radios sitting there. I had my 991A and an 857 sitting there. And one was monitoring Mount Mitchell, and one was on the 610. And then if I needed to, I could move the one to the 610 and move over to the HF, because we were running an HF net for part of that time, too. bringing supplies in from out of the area. So I had that going in the background also, and scheduling that, where to come, how to come in, what time can we expect you, because we got so overloaded with stuff down there. We were blocking highways trying to get people, trucks unloaded, and find a place to put this stuff and just people to come unload and help. We needed hands, so that was another part of it. And then the passing, the news, like what was open, what was closed, where you could get this, and, you know, what needs were what in different areas, and then passing that into the AM station so they could broadcast it out, and people in the area were coming in and meeting needs. So that helped out a lot, too. But the main thing I could tell you to learn is learn your equipment and its capabilities. You know, WinLink was a big help to start with. Mine wasn't working because I was lacking in that area. That's the spot I struggled in that we have now fixed. So I had problems, too. I wasn't 100% prepared either. And get out on these winter field days and test your equipment. Go do POTA. Go do SOTA. Just go out in your yard and set up. You don't have to go anywhere. Go out in your yard and set your equipment up mobile away from the house with no external power. And it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was one of the most inspiring things. I mean, I've been doing that in the backyard and in various places just as a result of what I heard in Helene. Yeah, the logistics that you were directing with all of the people who were coming up the mountain with supplies and water and stuff like that was really amazing. Eventually, I think, didn't you post a few hams somewhere in the more remote areas?
KO4 HKX and Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Yes, we had established two, for lack of a better term, forward operating bases at two different churches, Gashes Creek and Garen's Creek churches. We had found open routes where we could take supplies out to those locations and get it distributed. So we had ham operators stationed at both of them that could relay information back to me over HF. So that's why we had the HF net going after a while. And then we were using it for other things too. So it was, and then, like I said, I had help. It wasn't all just me. There was other hams come in there and they would, you know, or somebody would just sit there and write down notes for me. Like when y'all were passing information, I would say, write this down, and people would write it down for me, because I saved all my notes. I still have them around here, and it's amazing trying to go back through all the call signs, all the information that was passed through that way, just handwritten notes.
Imagine, this is KE6, KEN. So that was also just super impressive. Like, you had this huge logistics operation going on, and then you all as a team, you know, figured out where you needed more comms and what kind of comms you needed, and then to hear you all set that up and how it was working was really amazing. Those notes are something. You got to pass those on to your grandkids someday, or they need to go in a museum.
I don't know if anybody could read them or not. So, maybe only my crooked eyes could read that chicken scratch, but because I mean, I was writing stuff so fast, it was just trying to keep up with everything and then pass things off. It was definitely a stressful time, but I tried not to let it come over the air, and I hope that I didn't, because I didn't want everybody to think that I was being rude or inconsiderate. But sometimes, you know, you have to come in and cut people off because they don't know the protocol, get in, get out on things. And so that was the one thing I hope that I never did is offend somebody.
wife was out of town at the time, and so I was home alone with the dogs, and so if I wasn't sleeping, I was listening to you pretty much, and I can tell you, you sounded professional, and you sounded kind, and you sounded efficient, so I don't think you got to worry about that. It was overall just an amazing experience, I think. It was also just to see people step up, you know, who nobody made them, they didn't have a particular title, they weren't part of a larger organization that said, hey, go do this. That was so impressive to me. And, you know, I've been around universities and various leadership positions and things over the years, and you just don't see that very often. So I was super impressed by that.
That same here. I was very impressed with the people that come through and help and just volunteering their time. And the amount of people coming through was just amazing. And we were still shorthanded. And I went to the church tonight with a Sunday night service, and they were talking about the meals they fed just volunteers and first responders and emergency medical, that stuff, not feeding the public, just feeding the people that were on the grounds and first responders, and that they were feeding an average of 1,000 to 1,300 people a day doing that.
My mind, that's just amazing. I don't know why it is, but it sure does seem like the worst of times brings out the best in people, doesn't it?
Ken, let me take a pause here and see if we got any more check-ins. That way I don't hold everybody up too long. Looking for check-ins, Alpha 2 Zulu. Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. If you would, late check-in, WW4JET, Whiskey 4, Juliet. And it's Matthew here, Northern Pickens, White Table Rock. And regarding your topic, your Rag 2 topic, you did a fabulous job. That was a total rise up to the occasion moment for you and the folks that you're working with. So kudos. Thanks for calling in that tonight as well.
KO4HKX and the Blues 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET. He makes his home down there in Pickens. And Matthew, don't cut yourself short, because I know you were there if I needed you, and I do appreciate that. And you were one of the ones in the background helping out. So I appreciate everything you did during the Helene also.
Come together moment, like you said. So absolutely appreciate that. But we'd all do it again if we had to. And it looks like by the good graces of the Lord and Umberto, this next one's going to miss us. So that's a good thing.
All right, Matthew, you have a good day or good evening, and thanks for being there tonight, and I hope you and the family have an awesome week. All right, we'll move back over to Mr. Ken, KE6KEN. You got anything else tonight, Ken?
I think that about wraps it up. Coming on my bedtime, you know, I'm getting old. just once again, thanks for everything you did and everything you taught us, and it made us all proud to know you. So thank you very much.
Like I said, I would do it again, and I'm not one for the spotlight, so I like to be behind the scenes, but I'm not afraid to get up and do it either, so support somebody else doing it, but we each have our time, but thanks for being there tonight, and I hope you and the missus and the family have a great week this week, and yeah, it's getting a little late. But we're going to go down here and see if what Mr. David has to say tonight. KF4NXY, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Well, Patrick, my wife and I, our anniversary is August 16th. And so in that time frame, we went to the Lake Lure and stayed at the inn. And we also came in to Chimney Rock, kind of a way maybe most people don't, because I don't know how to describe it. But anyway, you know, I had saw Chimney Rock get obliterated by this storm, and that was one of my favorite places to go. I mean, I'm not a couple of hours from there. I, you know, go there. There was a Harley store, you know, all kind of stuff. Anyway, and then I see it on the TV, and it's gone. It's just totally gone. And then my wife and I, we go up there, and we see the people, that community everybody was talking about a little earlier. They came together. They're rebuilding Chimney Rock. There's a couple of restaurants there and the hardware stores there. And, you know, hey, it'll take a little while, but it'll be back. Because, like you said, or some of the other guys are saying, that's a real tight-knit community. And when I get the chance, I'm going to go up there and visit it. And because, you know, they need the tourists to come back. I mean, you know, right now the lake ain't really a lake, but they're working their very best. They got dump trucks coming in and out almost 24 hours. I mean, I sat on the front porch area at the hotel, and you know, like I say, it was constant. I mean, running dump trucks now. I don't know, and so, you know, hopefully they'll have it up and back somewhat normal by May. Is the target date. And, but, you know, still people need to go up there anyway, even though the lake ain't really a lake right now. There's still a restaurant there. There's still stuff you can spend your money on and help that community that has been so tight-knit. And I don't know, it makes me proud of them. And, Patrick, it makes me very proud of you. I mean, I passed you some traffic during that horrible situation. And it seemed like you were working on it. I mean, seemed to me like you were on the air, oh, I don't know, 2 or 3 days nonstop almost. I don't give, you know, like the guy said, kudos. But, you know, I know you don't like the notoriety. I've only met you twice, and, you know, the last time I met you, I done talked down the repeater. That's all my comments. KF4NX, loud clear.
This is KO4HKX on Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, David, it was just like everybody else. Thanks for the kind words, but I couldn't have done it without everybody else also. And as far as coming up into Chimney Rock, yes, that community needs, most of Western North Carolina lives off of tourism. Most of the small areas, and they've suffered the last year and this year so far with the lack of tourism and people moving out of the area. You know, I was watching a little documentary earlier this evening, and they were talking about how people have left the area because there's no houses for them to live in now. So I would definitely recommend coming up to the area and visiting the small communities, Banner Elk, Pensacola, Banner Elk, the areas up through there, Swannanoa, that were hit very hard, that are trying to rebuild as fast as they can, and they've got things open, but we're hitting one of our peak tourism seasons, and that's leaf season for everybody. So yes, it's a good opportunity to come up and visit, but I will tell you, bring your patience and don't be in a hurry, because the roads will be blocked, there'll be construction going on, and just be patient when you come, because it's definitely going to be needed. Because here where I live, there are still roads that are closed. You can't get to, or they're down to one lane, and they got temporary red lights up and barricades. And and here where I'm at wasn't hit as hard as those areas. So I definitely recommend you come up and spend time, but also be patient.
I definitely do that. I'm, you know, kind of planning probably another trip to the hotel around Valentine's Day. Like I say, me and the wife, you know, we thoroughly enjoyed our visit there. But I hope said, I'm not but a couple of hours from Chimney Rock. I'm probably much further than that from you, but, you know, that's the area I'm familiar with, and I wouldn't mind going over to Swannanoa. I've heard of that. The other communities you mentioned, I'm not real familiar with, but, you know, I might find them once I get up in that area and, you know, spend a few days at the hotel. And, you know, that's usually what we do when we go somewhere. I'm talking repeater down again, sorry. KF4NXY.
Don't worry about it. I don't think it's a repeater. I think it's your radio that's got the talk out timer on it. Usually for the net, they usually turn that off. So you're not hurting anything. But yeah, like I said, the area could definitely use the infusion of the tourist and that coming in. And I know I actually not a tourist fan, but the communities need it. And the communities I was mentioning are north of Swannanoa. So if you know where Swannanoa is at, they were north of that. So they got hit really hard up that way. Garen's Creek, up around in there. So just look at it on a map. You'll see it. But, yeah, those are little small communities. And watching the documentaries and talking to people from the area, just the communities coming together like you're talking about, has been a real blessing.
Just had an epiphany. When I make it back to that area, to that inn that I like to stay at, if you could come and meet me for lunch, they got a real good restaurant in there. And then we could talk about, you know, the other places, and, you know, you could tell me how to get to them, because, GPS is my savior, because back in the day I got lost real quick, but I digress real quick, too. Y'all have a real great night. I know it's getting to be people's bedtime, and it's 10 o'clock, so I'm going to head that way myself. But like I say, I don't usually hang around for comments, but it's been almost exactly a year, and I know a lot of people are hurting in that area in more ways than one. So y'all have a good night. KF4NXY.
KO4HGX, the Blues 2-meter net. Well, David, thanks for being there tonight. And, yeah, I'd be glad to come down and meet you for lunch one day when you're up that way. Just have to let me know, because Lake Lures, probably about 45 minutes to an hour from me to get there, because there's no good way to get there from here. So just around the road, around the mountain. But with that, we will see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HGX.
Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta Marsh up here on Callahan Mountain. It will be negative and negative this evening.
KO4HGX, the Blues 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Marsh, K2LXD, and he is up there in Callahan Mountain. And, Marsh, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for coming in there. I hope you and the missus and the family have a great week. With that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX.
KX. All on the net. Sorry, I'm running really late tonight. Glad to hear you've still got a net going. Just stopped in the shack and heard you in here. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments. 7-3, you and everyone on the net.
KO4HKX, the Blues 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Mike, AK4HR. Makes his home down there in Simpsonville, and Mike is one of our Saturday night net controllers. So come by and check in with him on first Saturday of the month, I believe it is that he calls. But Mike, thanks for being there tonight, and I hope you and the family have a great week also. All right, with that, have I missed anyone else for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. Alrighty, this is KO4HKX and the Blues 2-meter net. I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, will be your net controller, and you can come by and give him a good dose of rider's cramp and see how he's doing, and I know you will enjoy his net. He's been over here listening to ours, or mine, or ours is a better way of putting it. But
come by and check in with him, and he'll have, enjoy that net. But with that, I will send my net report and return shortly. KO4HX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to all. KO4HX, clear.